Fighting has continued along the border of North and South Sudan despite a reported deal to demilitarize the area. Clashes were reported in the oil-rich town of Abyei days after President Omar al-Bashir said he would withdraw northern troops from the disputed border region. And North Sudan's army has vowed to continue fighting in the oil-producing border state of southern Kordofan to end what it calls an armed rebellion. Meanwhile, the United Nations has urged Khartoum to open the airspace over southern Kordofan state to allow humanitarian aid to the 60,000 people who have been displaced by violence. Amor Almagro, spokesperson for the World Food Program in Sudan, says the insecurity is making it difficult to reach all those in need.
In Kauda, we managed to reach some 4,000 displaced people with a 15-day full ration on Sunday, June the 12th, and another 3,000 displaced people in Haiban, which we provided with food assistance on the 11th of June. In another area called Talodi, we managed to reach a bigger number, 11,000 displaced people in the town of Talodi, through the help of the staff from UNMISS and other organizations.
South Sudan is expected to become the world's newest independent nation in July when it completes a secession process. I'm Chris Altieri.